before we break for lunch.
Clear the docket.
Let's double back here. Agenda item number 8, commission actions regarding the moratorium.
This is quick. I do have a little quick recommendation. So item 8 is staff wishing some direction from you on what to do. The 7 months will expire in 3 days if you go 7 months from the January meeting, which was the 26th. Of course, we know the background. We know why we're here. We did seek, you know, advice from the Office of Attorney General as to what y'all meant when you said suspend assigning leases, and we were given the opinion that we could still do transfers in the Lynn Haven. We could still take new applications, but we could not assign any new leases. So we haven't brought anything before you, and that included both regular leases and riparian leases. Your 7 months is coming up. Obviously, we're talking about advertising for a public hearing. We're going to be changing some of the rules here. So, you know, it's up to y'all what you want to do, whether you want to extend the moratorium for another period of time, pending holding a public hearing next month on these regulatory changes. But we do have one suggestion, and that is that riparian leases, which are basically granted by the Code of Virginia as a right, the commission really doesn't have any authority to deny riparian like you do a regular lease. At least Matt can correct me if I'm saying anything wrong here, but it's codified like a private pier. You are allowed to have a private pier without a permit if you meet the size requirements and stipulations in the code. So if you own the frontage and there's no lease already in front of your property, you have the right to a half-acre riparian. You just have to apply. We feel that it would be okay to proceed with those pending riparians we have in the Lynn Haven. We have a number of them. Because we believe that you can't delay forever people getting riparians in the Lynn Haven because it's in the state code. And if you do lift the moratorium on regular leases at some point in the future, whether it's today or in the future, some of those pending applications, we have to do the riparians first to see what's left so the person can get the regular lease. So if the person's going to get the riparian anyway, it would seem that and they can't be really denied or protested, that, and trust me, we're backlogged, so it's not like I'm going to rush out and do all of them in the Lynn Haven next week, but we could. And so we're just asking that maybe the commission and, again, legal staff can advise you whether he thinks this is the wrong avenue to go down, but that if we have some of those that we can do, and particularly as the weather turns cold, we turn to the Lynn Haven as our last resort survey area when it's too cold and frozen to go anywhere else because it's the furthest south location we have, that we would like to be able to go ahead and do those riparians. It's not a lot of leases. It's not a big deal either way. But we did want direction on what to do with the moratorium in general because technically in 3 days, we don't know what to do, whether we should bring things before the commission or assign them if they're not protested with pending ones we have. So that's where we are.
What's the commission want to do?
I have a question for Steve.
Mr. Erskine.
Mr. Stagg, how many of those pending riparians are through unassigned ground?
All of them
are on unassigned ground.
You can't carve a riparian out of a lease, so they're all in areas.
Well, you can with certain
on a lease. There are some that impact a current pending application.
Okay.
So the person applied for a regular lease. Then we got a riparian application after
on
that.
Okay.
But they take precedence because the code says you get them. So we would have to survey those before we could do that.
So in the same area, as a follow-up, in the same area, you have leases as well as riparians in that same area that are both pending?
Yes.
Okay.
In some areas, yes. Like Little Neck Creek, where we have the Ludford application pending. We also have a number of riparians in there, which may or may not impact his application. It might.
Okay.
All
right,
I got a question.
Mr. Zedner.
In this one of these action items here, we were talking about setting aside that Little Neck area, right?
That was one of the recommendations that we voted on by the group.
Right.
I brought that up a minute ago. Is that's not a regulatory thing. That's just something the commission could consider.
And a follow-up is that some of these riparian leases, do they impact that area?
I don't think the the commission could take an action to overrule the riparian law. So if we set Little Neck, let's just hypothetically say the commission decides to set Little Neck, an area of Little Neck Creek, as not to be leased, that would be regular leases. I think we would still have to honor riparian laws.
Okay, thank you.
It seems to me here that we've made a lot of progress getting up to this point, that the moratorium, which expires in a couple of days, can be lifted, doesn't need to be extended. I think that we can do that and allow staff to move forward and process the pending riparian lease applications, in which they get by right if the ground's unassigned, and that staff can begin working on addressing or resolving, if possible, those lease applications that are protested. It's going to take a bit to get to that point. We will decide next month, presumably, the path forward with caged aquaculture. That doesn't mean that we can't at least begin to make some strides along the way here in seeing if some of these pending lease applications that are protested can be resolved and they can go forward without a commission hearing.
Got a comment?
Mr. Zegner?
I think what got us here in the beginning is the fact that there was so much protest by these residents that lived on the water that required almost immediate action and to come to this point. I think that I would agree with the riparian applications, and we should allow them to process that. But we should continue the moratorium until we work this whole thing out. To open this thing back up is just going to allow a floodgate of people to start protesting again, and we'll be back where we were in January. And we can lift the 6 months. It'd be, you know, if we put another 6 months on here and we work it all out, we can lift it. But at least it gives us an opportunity to come up with the right thing, and also for the public to be heard out there on all sides, both watermen, residents, and otherwise.
Well, that's an option. What's the commission want to do?
All right, I move that we continue the moratorium for 6 more months, and that we authorize the staff to process the riparian applications.
Mr. Hull, there seems to be a fairness issue there. Is there a legal issue to process the riparian applications but hold the rest of them in abeyance for another extended moratorium?
No.
Okay. That's a motion by Mr. Zedrin. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. France. Discussion.
Just a question. If we do come to a decision at next month's meeting, we can list this moratorium. So it's 6 months not in stone.
That's correct.
Correct. Okay.
Ms. Erskine.
Well, in light of the comment that was made about maybe fairness in all leases, I'm unsure that I feel comfortable granting or directing staff to move forward with one set of applications and not others.
No, that's fair.
So, I would vote against it.
Yeah,
any other discussion? Mr. Tanker.
Well, I think there is some difference. I mean, they are riparian leases we're talking about, property owners, upland property owners who want to lease what's out in front of them, and that's what you're mainly seeing.
I recommend
the only thing you can see.
The code provides that's it's just more like a by right than a
correct.
Choice. So if you qualify, you get one.
Right.
Versus a lease, the commission always has the option not to lease ground.
Right.
For all kinds of reasons.
The state makes this differentiation, and I don't see it's unfair in any way.
Act on them or we won't.
Ms.
Well, I understand, you know, that there's a distinction between the two. Otherwise, it wouldn't be that way. However, part of this work group was to bring together different stakeholders and users of this area, and clearly there are differences. But I don't see giving deference to one when what we're talking about is surveying areas for leases. And these happen to be riparian leases. The other ones happen to be commercial leases that would be propagating shellfish. I think the users need to be able to come together, and there's an opportunity now to do that for a public hearing, and we should have continue the moratorium on all leases.
Okay, with me, I have 400 pending leases. So.
Got plenty of work to do, right?
You're just delaying the inevitable, Ben. Mr. Ballard.
And just on a practical side, I think we're talking about waiting 1 month here. That this moratorium has been in place for 6 months, and it also strikes me that staff is going to be incredibly busy preparing for what's going to be a long meeting next month, and that are they going to have the time to process any of these anyway, and that we just keep status quo for an extra month.
Mr. Zedra.
I move to amend my motion to just have a moratorium for 6 months on all leases.
Is the seconder of your motion in agreement?
Who is it?
Can you do that to a riparian lease?
Well, you did it once. I'll let your legal counsel answer that.
You seconded, right?
Not the amendment yet.
Yeah, hold on for some legal advice here.
Yeah, I mean, I think
hold that thought.
We are on shakier legal ground, frankly, with the riparian leases. Although it doesn't say when they'll be granted. It does say that you are pretty much entitled to it if you qualify. With the general oyster planting grounds, the commission has quite a bit of discretion about whether to lease them or not, and it could be construed the moratorium is just saying we don't find it to be in the public interest for now. And with the riparians, I think it's, technically probably legally okay, but it's a lot shakier than it is for the general oyster planting grounds.
I withdraw that amendment.
All right, let's hit the reset.
Reset is I move to extend the moratorium for 6 months except for the riparian applications. Let them go forward as recommended by staff.
Can I ask for just a bit of a clarification, to extend the moratorium for up to 6 months?
Fine.
That way, we're really clear that this doesn't have to continue once we find the path forward.
So amended.
All right, so that's a motion to continue the moratorium for up to 6 months, except to allow staff to process the riparian lease applications.
Yes.
All right, that's Mr. Zedron's motion.
New leases only, right? The same moratorium that was before. Transfers and everything are...
Yeah, we'll continue to transfer leases.
Correct.
That's what we've been doing. It would just allow us to assign a riparian if we've already surveyed. I have one or two that we've actually surveyed and they paid us, but I can't assign it. And we're like, we've got their money and we could refund it, but then they'd have to resubmit it.
Okay, so we have the motion by Mr. Zedron. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Frantz. I hesitate to ask, is there any discussion? Call a question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes?
No.
No by Mr. Erskine. Any other noes? Chair votes aye as well. So the motion passes 8-1.